Welcome to Life in Brown. I'm Motorayo. I've been on a break from making the show, but while I was off, I was a guest on another podcast. So I was on another podcast called How Does That Sound, hosted by Toby and Lirit Nifesi. They're a Nigerian couple based in Canada, and we spoke about creating independent podcasts and what it takes to like balance and juggle and what we found challenging. And we also spoke about, shared some tips from what we've learned from making our podcast over the last 3 to 5 years. And so I wanted to share a clip from that episode with you, and then you can listen to the full episode on the How Does That Sound podcast feed.
Where did interest come from, and how did you kind of decide that podcasting might be an outlet for you to have those conversations?
Okay, so I'll start with like how I got interested in podcasting. So I like listening to podcasts. I probably listen to podcasts every day. I think I do. And also, like, at some points, there's always this, like, if you do something a lot, you'll be like, okay, why don't I try? And because I had, when I finished university, I started a blog. So I was writing, and I was like, writing isn't really. So I tried YouTube. Then I was like, oh, I'm too self-conscious. You know, when you wear one top on your YouTube video, you're like, I need to wear another top so that I don't be as good as any top I have. All this, or like, how do I look in the camera? So I was like, you like listening to podcasts? Maybe podcasts might be a better suited medium for me. So I was like, okay, what do I need to start a podcast? So that was kind of what interested me. And at the time, okay, there were Nigerian podcasts, but I was listening to a lot of podcasts made in America, so a lot of the big production, maybe like Gimlet, that later got acquired by Spotify. And so I was like, okay, I'm always listening to all this American made shows. Like, of course, I knew that I couldn't like make something like some of these production houses in America because they have a lot of resources. But I was like, okay, maybe I can start. And at the time, I didn't really have like, you know, sometimes I looked more at like the equipment. I didn't really think about, okay, how many ideas do you have? I just like, let me just start. And so that was why you said, okay, maybe I did like some politics stuff, because yes, I have an international relations background. So I did politics modules. So I have an interest. What if you just live in the world in general, you'll be interested in politics because it affects our daily lives. So that was kind of okay. So I said, okay, let me do some episodes on that. Money, because you know, you're always thinking about how can I make money, how can I save, how can I, you know, so you can enjoy, you know, the luxuries of life. So that was money. And then later I was like, okay, maybe I should just narrow my focus so that people are not like, today you're talking about this, tomorrow you're talking about that. They're going to be confused, like if you're doing too many things. And it's still something that I'm still, maybe that's why I'm on a break. I haven't released an episode since I think last October, because I'm trying to figure out whether this is like the focus I want to take with the show, and just so it's trying to have that focus, like what do I really want this podcast to be, and trying to speak to my audience. So I was really glad when you said you'd listen to it, and I have like loads of questions to ask you, but I was like, I'm not the one hosting the podcast today, so let me let the host be the host and let me be the guest. So also, while speaking about podcasting, Larry noticed that there were some certain comments about podcasts on social media, and she wanted to get our views, so my views, Toby's views about this subject. So here's us just discussing what we've seen about podcasts and podcasting and how people feel about it on social media.
So at the beginning of this year, I saw someone, she was doing like, she posted something on Instagram and she was talking about Happy New Year, and she's like, this, or I think last year, or it was, yeah, this year, she was like, Happy New Year, and these are the things that people should drop in 2024. Mm-hmm. And one of the things she said, she thinks that it's time for us to drop this thing, is podcasts. Like, and I was like, interesting. And then like people were commenting, like some people were like, oh no, we're not dropping podcasts. Some people were like, yeah, I think it's time, we need to drop it. So I'm curious to hear what you guys think, because I think I found it interesting. And I think there was a part of me that was like, it's not just when I started podcasting you guys want to drop and stuff. Yeah, like, but I was curious to, I didn't ask, I just kept quiet. But I think you made me curious, you know, why do people think people should drop podcasts? Like, why should people drop podcasting? But what do you guys think?
Is it the creation of podcasts? Like, maybe just so many people doing podcasts now?
I want to think that's where she was coming from. Or maybe she was also coming from the angle of there are a lot of people now that every little thing, oh, I'm listening to a podcast, oh, this is what I'm doing. And it feels like people are just taking in so much. So
what do you think, Matera? Do you feel like everyone is doing podcasts now? And everyone is listening to podcasts now?
To be fair, I think if you want to make podcasts, let everyone. Well, sometimes, like, I'll be on Instagram and then I'll see, like, a new, let's say, chat show podcast. I'm like, oh, there's another podcast. But really, there's so many TV shows where people still, every day Netflix is releasing a TV show. True. I'm, like, overwhelmed by, I open all the, like, Amazon Prime or whichever subscribe TV. And it's, like, so many. I don't even know where to begin that. I just close it. And also, there's so many books to read. Like, I'm, like, can I even read all the things I want to read in my lifetime? But, so I think if you don't want to listen to podcasts, it's not by force. So if you want to make a podcast, please let us make our podcast. And the people that are annoyed that other people are making a podcast, because maybe they want to make a podcast and they don't know where to begin, or they feel like people laugh at them for making a podcast. So maybe it's just like beef. Just annoyed.
True. I mean, it could mean different things, you know. And also, yeah, you're right. It could mean different things. And I also think there's also a part, because yesterday I attended something, and I would say that a big part of it, why it looks like a lot of people are also opening podcasts, is because people realize that it's actually a way for them to connect with people. And so people are thinking beyond just, like, let's say, Instagram or TikTok, and are looking for other avenues to, like, have genuine connections and actually, yeah, have conversations, right? So maybe someone like that doesn't really see the need. They're just probably thinking of things in one straight way, right? So
yeah, I mean, yeah. I feel like my take on people creating podcasts is that it doesn't affect anyone, so why should anyone be angry about that? Like, we don't have to listen to what we don't want to listen to. No one is shoving it down our throats, like, even if it might feel like it is, if they're doing ads or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we have freedom of choice to listen and consume any kind of media we want. And I think it's good that people have freedom of choice to create any kind of content they want to create. Because I feel like the benefits of the internet, at least from a writer's point perspective, is blogging to me. When I was younger, like, I was blogging a lot. And I loved it because, one, it helped me to at least have an outlet to practice and to grow my writing skills. Even if no one reads it, it doesn't matter. At least I'm doing it. I'm putting it out there. Someone might stumble on it one day.
Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you listening to the episode. If you want to listen to the full conversation, you can search for it on the How Does That Sound podcast feed. I'll also put a link to listen to it on your favorite podcast platform, or to listen to it on YouTube as well. So thank you so much for listening. I hope to see you on the next episode, and have a great day.